Youth Radio Alt Reality. Explore the world. Explore yourself.
In my opinion, life goals are like any other goals, just larger and more global towards your life. But the approach remains the same as to solving any other problem or achieving any other goal that you might have. You first look at the result that you want. For example, you want to be a great tennis player. I'll be using that analogy throughout this, but you can apply this to anywhere in life. If you want to become a great tennis player, you first look what other great tennis players did to become one. And then you, after some research, see a path that people can take and become a good tennis player. Then you make a plan as to how you're going to follow that path. You can modify it, whatever, but the idea remains the same. You make a path, step-by-step plan that you follow towards your goal. And then you execute. You become obsessed with the idea. You train your mind to always think and always try to improve upon your old ideas towards your goal. Because if you are obsessed with what you want, eventually you're going to get it. That's how your brain works. If all you think about is food, you're going to go eat. If all you think about is tennis and how to become better, you're going to become better. You're going to review your old games. You're going to watch videos of people better than you. And so long. And you will get better. And in the end, maybe after a long time, you will become a great tennis player. Which, this analogy, would apply to anything in life. And I think everybody who would understand that would have way simpler existence in our world. Because I hear a lot of people say, for example, yeah, I want to open, let's say, a business eventually, or try jogging and run a marathon one day. But they only talk about it. There is never any action. And by action, I not only mean actually going for a jog or actually doing research, networking, and opening a business. No. Making a step-by-step plan is the first action that you should be taking. Because if you don't do that, you might work very hard, but that will be pointless as you're working with no direct intention. You do not know where you're going. But when you do, as in when you make a plan and you follow it, you know exactly where you're going. And when you know exactly where you're going, you're basically going in a straight line towards the finish line. And you are going to get there.